program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Audio Journal. Thanks to the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind for their ongoing support. Hi, hello, and welcome. My name is Adam, and if you're looking for something to do this weekend, well, you've come to the right place. Over the next hour, we'll be making our way through a myriad of things, a plethora of options, a gaggle of possibilities, all of which you can do this weekend right here in Worcester County. So grab a seat, get comfy, and get ready, because this is Weekend Update. Everybody, welcome to Weekend Update, and welcome to the month of May. Half spring, half summer, and all confusion. I think May is a lot like April, in that April is trying to get us out of those winter doldrums and into spring, so the weather can be a little bit all over the place. And then May takes the handoff from April, and it tries to keep the spring thing going, but it can have some trouble too with the weather. So between May and April, you really never know what you're going to get, at least here in New England. And that's why I love living here so much. It's the changing of the seasons that keeps you on your toes and it makes life interesting. It's the allergies I could do without. But that's a story for another time. For the past couple of weeks, we've been taking a sort of deep dive, if you will, into the world of coffee. Today, we're continuing that dive with a look at my favorite part of the meal. Dessert. Specifically, desserts that contain coffee in one form or other, or tea, because some desserts also contain tea. It's long been known that coffee and chocolate go hand in hand when baking. Coffee's bitterness actually enhances the flavor of chocolate, resulting in a more intense-tasting dessert. Most of the time, coffee called for in a recipe isn't all that much. Just a few teaspoons or tablespoons of instant coffee or espresso granules or maybe even a half cup of brewed coffee. Occasionally, though, you might need to put in a little bit more. For example, if you're soaking ladyfingers for a tiramisu, or if you're soaking a sponge in coffee syrup, or you're making devil's food cake that calls for 12 fluid ounces of coffee. And that brings up several questions. Does adding coffee to desserts make them caffeinated? Should you skip a slice if you want a good night's sleep? And what about giving it to kids? How will it affect them? Well, to answer these questions, we first need to take a closer look at caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant commonly found in coffee, tea, cola, and even chocolate. It is heat-stable, soluble in boiling water, and it's bitter. Its solubility in boiling water explains why coffee and tea are so highly caffeinated, as the brewing or steeping process efficiently extracts the caffeine. The nature of the chemical bonds in caffeine are what make it stable, and they require a huge amount of thermal energy to break apart. Caffeine remains heat-stable up to 460 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a temperature higher than the typical range used for cooking and baking, which is usually between 300 and 425. Rarely do we need to go above 425 when we're baking anything, right? This means that the caffeine in coffee doesn't bake out or cook out because it doesn't get hot enough. Caffeine levels can vary depending on the type of coffee bean, tea leaf, or brand of soft drink that you're using. Even chocolate contains a range of caffeine, which with both type and brand making a difference. So let's take a look at the caffeine levels in a couple of ingredients that you might use in baking or cooking. For example, brewed coffee has 15 milligrams of caffeine per fluid ounce. Espresso has 48.74 milligrams per fluid ounce, which makes a lot of sense. Espresso is a very, very strong coffee, so you would expect it to be more caffeinated. Black tea has 6.25 milligrams. Green tea has 4. Coca-Cola Classic has 2.8 milligrams. Diet Coke actually has more than regular Coca-Cola. It has 3.8. Pepsi is right behind Diet Coke with 3.125. Dark chocolate has 20 milligrams. Milk chocolate has 6 milligrams. White chocolate has zero, because white chocolate is not real chocolate. There is no such thing as a white cocoa bean. White chocolate is entirely artificial. Cocoa powder, which gets used quite a bit in baking, has 65 milligrams of caffeine. So how do these numbers stand up in a baked dessert? Well, let's take a look at some desserts to find that out. Fudge brownies with 1 teaspoon of instant coffee have 19.6 milligrams per serving. If you ate the whole pan, that would be 470 milligrams. Devil's food cake with 12 fluid ounces of brewed coffee and 3 ounces of cocoa powder and 6 ounces of dark chocolate has 30.9 milligrams per serving. The whole cake has 495 milligrams, so really not that much more than the brownies, which I thought was kind of surprising. Chocolate birthday layer cake, including the frosting, made with 1 teaspoon of instant espresso powder, 4 ounces of cocoa powder, and 10 ounces of dark chocolate, has between 39.3 and 45.8 milligrams per serving, or 550 milligrams for the whole cake. Tiramisu, made with 5 ounces of espresso and 3/4 of an ounce of cocoa powder, has between 24.4 and 36.6 milligrams per serving, or 292.5 milligrams for the whole thing, which is kind of surprising when you think about it. I would have thought it would have been more because of the espresso. Double chocolate cream pie made with 1/2 teaspoon of instant espresso, 4 ounces of dark chocolate, and 1.5 ounces of cocoa powder has between 13.9 and 18.5 milligrams per serving, or 222.5 for the whole pie. Earl Grey tea cookies with 1 tablespoon of tea, which is equal to about 24 fluid ounces of brewed tea, has 6.25 milligrams per cookie. Irish Guinness stew, and I know that's not a baked item, but it is an item that contains 1/4 cup of espresso and 1 ounce dark chocolate, something I didn't know. I had no idea espresso and dark chocolate were in an Irish stew. I always thought it was just the beer that gives it that dark color and that robust flavor. Turns out there's actually more to it. In any event, the Irish Guinness stew has 19.6 milligrams per serving. If you were to eat the whole entire pot of stew, that would be 117.5. So what do all these numbers mean? Well, at first glance, the caffeine in a serving of these dishes may seem like it's high. But the 45.8 milligrams per serving that you'll get from a large slice of chocolate layer birthday cake, which was the most caffeinated dessert in our list, is equivalent to just 4 fluid ounces or 1/2 cup of brewed coffee, or about 8 fluid ounces of steeped tea. For most adults, the FDA recommends no more than 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, or about 2 to 3 12-ounce cups of coffee. A slice of cake is less than a tenth of that daily recommendation, so there's no need to avoid that slice of cake or brownie just because of the caffeine, unless you are particularly sensitive to it. But what about kids? They are a lot smaller than us, and caffeine can have more of a pronounced effect in them. Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no caffeine for kids 12 and under, and recommends that teens limit their caffeine intake to 100 milligrams per day, which is the amount in an average cup of brewed coffee or 2 cups of tea. That said, this may be a bit unrealistic for parents to follow, especially on certain occasions. For example, on Halloween or a late-day birthday party or going out for ice cream after dinner. In these cases, the decision is entirely a personal one, left up to the parents. Now, if you are looking to avoid caffeine altogether, or at least reduce the amount in a dish, there are certainly plenty of ways you can do that. Most chocolate-based recipes, like brownies or cake, call for instant espresso or coffee as a flavor booster, and the ingredient is listed as optional. So if you don't want to put any in, then you don't have to. Simple as that. You could also use decaf coffee or decaf tea. Avid coffee and tea drinkers might find the flavor of decaf coffee to be a little bit lacking compared to a regular cup of coffee. However, when you bake with it, that difference is far less noticeable. Why? Well, the butter, the sugar, and the flour that you put in will overpower any subtle nuance and complexity that regular coffee might have. Keep in mind that although decaf coffee and other decaf products do contain a small amount of caffeine, they're not 100% caffeine-free. That small amount is negligible in the long run. Decaf tea is also a great option if you're trying to avoid or cut back on your caffeine intake. While it still contributes bitterness and amplifies flavor, the end result might be slightly less intense than if you used regular caffeinated tea, and that's really going to be the only difference. You could substitute water for the coffee or tea, but the dessert may taste a little less aromatic. Rest assured, though, most people probably won't notice the difference, especially a group of 5-year-olds. All they really want to do is eat cake. So, if you are craving a brownie or a piece of chocolate cake in the middle of the night, go ahead and treat yourself. The caffeine won't bother you. The sugar might keep you up, but go ahead and have that dessert anyway. You deserve it. Well, I don't know about you, but I am now hungry for a piece of cake and a nice cup of coffee on the side. Unfortunately, we don't have time for that right now. We've got to start working on our weekend plans, and we're going to do that with Mechanics Hall there. The main stage there is quiet this weekend. They do have a program coming up next Thursday. It is a Club 321 program, this time featuring House of Hamel. This is a Pennsylvania-based trio that brings high-octane and genre-bending Celtic folk music to every stage they grace. From reimagined rock classics to original reels and ballads, their intricate arrangements and tight harmonies reflect a fresh take on Celtic folk. They will be performing next Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:15. The concert takes place in Washburn Hall, which will be transformed into a club-like setting, complete with handcrafted drinks from the full bar, and table and theater-style seating to suit your mood. This concert is for folks aged 18 and older only. Tickets are $30 across the board. If you are a Mechanics Hall member, there is a 15% discount waiting for you. If you are a member of the Card to Culture program, your tickets are free. You are eligible for 2 tickets per order. When you place your order, make sure to use the promo code CARD2CULTURE321, and that number 2 in the middle, that's just the number 2, don't spell it out. So CARD, number 2, CULTURE, 321, that's all one word, when purchasing your tickets online, or you can also let the box office know when you call them. Free tickets are also available through vettix.org, that's vettix.org. So to purchase your tickets, you've got your usual 2 options, mechanicshall.org, or you can always call the box office at 508-752-0888. Over at the Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts, the Dance Theater of Harlem will be on stage. This is a concert, or show, I should say, presented by Music Worcester. Dance Theater of Harlem stands as a dynamic force in the ballet world, captivating audiences both nationally and internationally. The repertoire is a thrilling blend of treasured classics, neoclassical masterpieces by George Balanchine and artistic director Robert Garland, and cutting-edge contemporary works that embody founder Arthur Mitchell's belief that ballet is for everybody. This show is Saturday, May the 9th at 7:30. Tickets range in price from $51 up to $91, and that is depending, of course, on where you choose to sit in the theater. To purchase, you can head to thehanovertheater.org, or you can call 877-571-7469. If you are in the mood for a couple of laughs, there is a comedy show coming to the Hanover stage next Thursday night. It is called Bored Teachers. Is it Friday yet? Comedy Tour. Bored Teachers Studios, the number one teacher entertainment platform, presents the funniest teacher comedians in the world, all on one stage. The show runs approximately 2 hours with no mention of intermission, so I think definitely a good idea to stop by the comfort station on your way into the theater. This show is Thursday, May 14th at 7:30. Tickets range in price from $44.75 up to $80.75, depending on where you choose to sit in the theater. To purchase, head to thehanovertheater.org, or you can always call the box office at 877-571-7469. Turning next to the Brick Box Theater at the Gene McDonough Arts Center, the JMAC, for a show by Gina Brillin. Gina is a Bronx-born comedian, writer, producer, and host who began performing stand-up comedy at just 17 years old, and she's been doing it ever since. You might know her from TV shows like Kevin Can Wait, The Conners, The View, Late Night with Seth Meyers, or America's Got Talent. She was actually the first Puerto Rican to reach the finals on America's Got Talent. She will be performing this Friday night, May the 8th at 7 p.m. The show runs 90 minutes with no intermission, so make sure you stop by the Happy Room on your way into the theater. You'll be glad you did. Tickets are $39 for general admission, $49 for premium general admission seating, and $59 for a VIP table. To purchase, you will need to get in touch with the Hanover Theater, as they are in charge of ticketing for the Brick Box. To do that, simply dial 877-571-7469 on the old rotary. That's 877-571-7469. Turning next to the Calliope Theater, and they are putting on the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Six awkward teens vie for a coveted spelling championship at the Spelling Bee. As they fight to stay in the contest, the students, each one with a uniquely quirky and engaging personality, share hilarious and touching tales from their home lives on their journey to learn that winning isn't everything. The show runs approximately 2 hours, and it is rated PG-13. The show opens next Thursday, May 14th at 7:30. It then continues on Friday and Saturday of next week, the May the 15th and May the 16th, both nights at 7:30. There is a matinee next Sunday, May 17th at 2 p.m. The show will then continue the following weekend, Friday and Saturday, May 22nd and 23rd. Both nights at 7:30, and then the final show is a matinee on Sunday, May 24th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $25 for regular admission and $20 for students and for seniors. To purchase your tickets, head to www.calliopeproductions.org, or you can call the box office at 508-869-6887. 508-869-6887. Calliope Theater is located at 150 Main Street out in Boylston. Music Worcester presents the Worcester Chorus Women's Ensemble and Cantilena. The Worcester Chorus Women's Ensemble joins Cantilena, a greater Boston-based women's chorus, in this program featuring Rena Esmail's I Rise Women in Song. Each movement of this work nods to different public figures who have inspired Esmail. This concert is Friday night, May the 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $30 for general admission, $20 for students, and $10 for youth 18 and under. To purchase your tickets, head to www.musicworcester.org, or you can give them a phone call at 508-754-3231. 508-754-3231. This concert is being performed at Trinity Lutheran Church at 73 Lancaster Street in Worcester. The church parking lot is located off of Lancaster Street. There is also additional street parking available on 3rd Street and 5th Avenue as well. Again, the telephone number to purchase your tickets is 508-754-3231. The Assabet Valley Master Singers are in concert with their show, The Time Has Come. The time for what, you might ask? Well, this is the season finale for the Assabet Valley Master Singers. The concert features composers Eric Essenvalds, Randall Thompson, Margaret Bonds, and Jake Runestads, and their respective compositions. They will be performing on Saturday, May the 9th at 7:30. Tickets are $25 for general admission, $20 for seniors and students, and free for children 12 and under as long as they are with a paying adult. The Assabet Valley Master Singers are a part of the Card to Culture program. If you are also a member, you have discounted tickets waiting for you. They are $5 for general admission and $4 for seniors and students. You can order up to 4 of these discounted tickets by using the promo code MASSCTOC. MASSCTOC when you order online. To do that, head to www.avmsingers.com/events. www.avmsingers.com/events, and you'll find the concert listed there. Click on it, and you'll be on your way. The concert is being performed at the Algonquin Regional High School at 79 Bartlett Street out in Northborough. Back here in Worcester at the DCU Center, the Monster Trucks are coming around with their Monster Jam show. With awesome trucks, amazing stunts, and action-packed excitement, Monster Jam is the definition of fun for everyone. I will warn you, if you go, it is loud. Those trucks make a lot of noise. It's a lot of fun, but they are very loud. So if you do need ear protection, please bring that with you. I think you'll be a lot happier if you do. So they will be performing their tricks and stunts and all the jazz that goes along with that on Friday, May the 8th at 7 p.m., Saturday, May the 9th at 12 noon and 6 p.m., and they'll wrap it up with one more show on Sunday, May the 10th at 1 p.m. Tickets range in price from $25 all the way up to $97, depending on how close to the trucks you would like to get. A word on seating, both ends of the arena are closed off for seating, as are the first three rows in all of the lower sections of the bowl. So keep that in mind when purchasing your tickets. The closest you can get is the fourth row, which, to be honest, I would say would be close enough. Not only are they loud, but occasionally they'll kick up a little bit of dirt as well. So keep that in mind. To purchase your tickets for Monster Jam, you have several options. You can go to www.dcucenter.com. You can go to www.ticketmaster.com. You can visit the box office in person if you happen to be in the neighborhood, and that neighborhood is 50 Foster Street, right on the corner of Foster Street and Major Taylor Boulevard. Remember, they are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday from 12 noon until 4 p.m., and they are closed on Sunday and Monday unless there is an event, in which case they will open at 12 noon or 2 hours before the event, whichever is the earliest. You can also give the box office a phone call at 508-929-0164. 508-929-0164. Well, it is springtime, and there are two plant sales coming up. The first one is Plantapalooza Plant Sale. The Community Harvest Project out in North Grafton is putting on this sale on Saturday, May the 9th from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Master Gardeners will be on site to answer all of your gardening questions. Angel Hair Alpaca Compost will be for sale as well. If you are inclined to make any purchases, you can use cash, credit, debit, or even Venmo at the Plantapalooza Plant Sale. It is happening at 37 Wheeler Road in North Grafton. And again, that's this Saturday, May the 9th from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. There is a medicinal herb sidewalk sale coming up. This is the third annual sale, and this one is in honor of Mother's Day on Sunday, May the 10th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. It is being held rain or shine at the Time Herbal Apothecary at 277 Shrewsbury Street in Worcester. As part of the sale, there is also a raffle for a garden basket that you can enter. The basket contains a variety of gardening tools, a multi-tier hanging herb drying rack, garden gloves, shears, an herb stripper, and a pretty cool book about gardening, too. You'll also find a full-size jar of herbal electrolyte tea blend, along with magnesium oil rub, and a pain salve called Soma Salve. There's also a wound salve included called Wound Warrior. They have even included a sweet little flower press as well. And if that's not enough to get you to enter, Reimagined Roots has also donated a gift certificate for 3 native plants and a shrub. So make sure you enter that raffle when you get there. Again, the address for the Thyme Herbal Apothecary is 277 Shrewsbury Street in Worcester. And they'll be holding the sidewalk sale this Sunday, May the 10th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Well, we just mentioned it was Mother's Day. It is indeed Mother's Day this Sunday, and there are a variety of events in the area to help you celebrate the mom or mother figure in your life. And we'll start with a class called Boards, Brie, and Besties. This is a class on how to build the most perfect charcuterie board. You learn everything from how to make a salami rose to the secrets of a perfectly balanced spread. This class is on Saturday, May the 9th, from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. Tickets are $75 per person, and that includes a curated kit of gourmet cheeses, charcuterie, fruits, nuts, sweets, and freshly baked bread. It also includes the board that you'll use for your charcuterie, as well as all of the garnishes and ingredients that you will need to put it all together. You will also have the opportunity to enjoy a complimentary drink while you create, and you can listen to a little live music as well. To purchase, you'll need to head to the following website, sisterscharcoots.com/Mother's Day-workshop. Again, that's sisterscharcoots, that's all one word, sisterscharcoots.com/Mother's Day-workshop, and you'll be on your way. The workshop is being held at the Birch Tree Bread Company. They are located at 138 Green Street here in Worcester. There is a Mother's Day lavender tea coming up at the farm at Summit Winds. You can spend an afternoon at the farm and indulge in delicious lavender tea, lemonade, and sandwiches and sweets as well. Afterward, you will have the opportunity to make a lavender sugar scrub, strike a pose in the vintage camper photo booth, and then take a wagon ride around the farm with stunning vistas overlooking Mount Wachusett. This is Saturday, May the 9th, from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. Tickets for the tea are $89 per person, and they do include all of the things that we just mentioned, and they must be purchased in advance. You cannot purchase them on the day of. You do need to do it ahead of time. To do that, head to www.mothersdaylavender.com. www.mothersdaylavender.com. While you're there, you can also take a look at the menu and see what you'll be dining on while you enjoy your tea. And you can also take a look at the full schedule of events as well. Again, that website is www.mothersdaylavender.com. You can also give the farm a phone call at 508-944-3718. 508-944-3718. The farm at Summit Winds is located at 69 Summit Street in Holden. Out in Sutton, they are serving muffins at Whittier Farms. Celebrate the amazing moms in our lives with homemade muffins and pastries, coffee, and special Mother's Day farm tours as well. All of this is Saturday, May the 9th. Tickets are $15 per person, and they can be purchased by heading to whittier.com/mom. whittier.com/mom. Now, when you get there, you are going to have to make several decisions. The first one is your wagon departure. There are two of those to choose from, 9 a.m. and 10:30. The second decision is what kind of muffin you would like to eat. The third decision is what kind of pastry you would like. So you get a muffin and you get a pastry. The fourth decision is your beverage. They have quite a few beverages to choose from. If you choose coffee, you can let them know in the notes section on the order page how you would like it prepared. For example, milk, sugar, cream, whatever you would like in there and how much you would like. You can write that in the notes section on the form, or you can just let them know when you get there. That works too. Once you've made all of those decisions and locked them in, you can purchase your ticket. The farm would like you to know that their kitchen is not allergy-free. They are not an allergy-free kitchen, so do keep that in mind. Also, you are more than welcome to bring your food and beverages with you on the wagon ride. There is also a picnic area outside the farm store where you can enjoy them as well. Again, to purchase your tickets, you can head to whittier.com/mom. whittier.com/mom. If you have any questions or concerns about this event or anything else related to your visit at the farm, you can call 508-865-1053. You could probably also use that number to purchase your tickets as well. I don't see why that would be an issue. Again, that phone number is 508-865-1053. 508-865-1053. Whittier Farms is located at 90 Douglas Road in Sutton. There is an artisan and healing arts market called Mum's the Word at The Hub here in Worcester. There will be over 25 artisans and healing arts practitioners on hand, as well as a bouquet bar, a build-your-own charcuterie boards station, and coffee and snack vendors as well. This is Saturday, May the 9th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It is completely free to attend, so no tickets are required. The Hub is located at 2 Ionic Avenue in Worcester. We've got a couple of Mother's Day brunches coming up as well. The first one here is the Mother's Day at the Duck and Avellino. They are offering a Pricks Fix menu filled with mouth-watering dishes, handcrafted cocktails, and indulgent desserts. This is not a buffet. It is one price that includes an item from each course. There are four courses to choose from. You'll choose an appetizer, a salad, an entree, and a dessert. And, of course, a beverage. It costs $47.95 per person. When you make your reservation, you will also need to choose a seating time. These start at 11 a.m. and proceed from there every 15 minutes until 4 p.m. You also have the option of choosing where you would like to dine. You can choose the dining room, which is the Avellino, or a high-top table over at the bar, which is called the Duck. The choice is yours. To make a reservation, head to the following website, table3restaurantgroup.com/mothers-day. And that number 3 in between table and restaurant group is just the number 3. Don't spell it out. So again, that website is table3restaurantgroup.com/mothers-day. You can also give them a phone call at 508-347-2321. 508-347-2321. The Duck and Avellino are located at 502 Main Street down in Sturbridge. Now, while you are on that website, table3restaurantgroup.com/mothers-day, you'll find several other brunches listed there as well. They do mention a brunch at the barn at Wright Farm. However, that one is completely sold out, so you cannot make a reservation there. They do list a brunch at the Cedar Street Grill. They will be offering their unique brunch menu from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. This is not a buffet. Everything is priced separately. They will then switch to their regular menu with seating beginning at 3:30. To make a reservation, you can use that very same website, table3restaurantgroup.com/mothers-day, or you can give them a phone call, 508-347-5800. 508-347-5800. The Cedar Street Grill is located on Cedar Street, number 12 Cedar Street, down in Sturbridge. The Cedar Street Cafe will also be open on Mother's Day from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. for breakfast and for lunch. You can enjoy your meal on the patio or inside the restaurant. They do not take reservations. Tables are available on a first-come, first-served basis, so there might be a little bit of a wait when you get there. Just keep that in mind. Cyprian Keys Golf Club is also offering a Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May the 10th. The special Mother's Day menu will be offered from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and then the regular menu featuring Mother's Day specials will be offered from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. To make a reservation at Cyprian Keys Golf Club, you can call 508-869-9900, 508-869-9900, and then dial extension 117. Again, that number is 508-869-9900, and then dial extension 117. Now, if you'd like to take a look at the menus, you can do so by heading to www.cypriankeys.com/dining/mothers-day. www.cypriankeys.com/dining/mothers-day. Cyprian Keys Golf Club is located at 249 East Temple Street in Boylston. The 110 Grill here in Worcester is also offering a Mother's Day brunch. The brunch menu will be available on Sunday, May the 10th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. To make a reservation, head to www.110grill, and that 110 is the numbers 110. Don't spell it out. www.110grill.com/brunch. www.110grill.com/brunch. Or you can also call 774-420-2733. 774-420-2733. The 110 Grill is located at 123 Front Street here in Worcester. Peppercorn's Grill and Tavern is offering a Mother's Day brunch buffet at 2 p.m. on Sunday. They will also be serving dinner that night as well. To make a reservation for either of these, you can give Peppercorn's a phone call at 508-752-7711. 508-752-7711. Peppercorn's Grill and Tavern is located at 455 Park Avenue here in Worcester. Also in Worcester is the Beechwood Hotel, and they are doing a Mother's Day brunch buffet as well. This one is a bit on the pricier, more upscale side of things, but they do a very nice buffet. Seatings are available at 11 a.m., noon, and 1 p.m. Adults and teens are $89, children 6 through 12 years of age are $35, and children under the age of 6 are free. To make your reservation at the Beechwood Hotel for their Mother's Day brunch, you can call 508-453-1113. 508-453-1113. The Beechwood Hotel is located at 365 Plantation Street in Worcester. The Tugas Family Farm in Northborough is throwing a Mother's Day picnic. The picnic is available on Saturday and Sunday, May 9th and 10th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on both days. You can choose from a four-person picnic or a two-person picnic. You will also be choosing the time of your picnic. They have seatings between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. throughout the day on both Saturday and Sunday. Each person attending the picnic can choose one lunch item and one beverage. It is a picnic-style lunch, so expect sandwiches and salads and those kinds of things. You will also be getting one sweet fruit pie and one savory pie to share among the group, so you'll need to be in agreement as to the flavors of those two pies. For a group of four people, the price is $181.97. And again, that includes all four people. For a group of two, the price is $139.45. At the bottom of the form that you're going to fill out when you're choosing your lunch item and your pies and your beverage, you'll find a special requests box. If you have any allergies of any kind, this is where you're going to want to list them. To find that form, head to TugisFamilyFarm.com, TugisFamilyFarm.com, and then click on Mother's Day Picnic, located right on the front page, right on top. It is in a rotating banner, so you might need to wait for it to come around again. There's not a whole lot of items on that banner, so it'll only take a second or two. So just exercise a little patience there. It'll come around sooner rather than later. The rest of the farm will be open as well this weekend in a variety of ways. The store and the kitchen will be open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. this weekend. The ice cream stand is opening on Friday for the season from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. It will be open on Saturday as well during those same hours. They did not mention if it would be open on Sunday. They only said Saturday. The beer garden is not officially open for the season yet, but they are doing a pop-up event for Mother's Day weekend, so you can stop by there as well. The only thing that is not open this weekend is the farm grill. There are also no cider donuts available just yet. Those are coming in June. Also coming in June are the berry-flavored donuts. They cannot make those until the berries are ready for picking, and the berries are not yet ready to be picked. They also have slides, swings, tractors, and climbing obstacles for the little ones. There will also be wagon rides available. You can also stop by the barnyard and visit with all of the animals there as well. If you would like to feed them, you can pick up some feed in the farm store. If you do visit the farm at any time, be advised that they do not allow dogs or pets of any kind on the property. This is because of those barnyard animals we just mentioned. It would be a safety issue if you had a dog or a pet with you on the farm. So please leave your pets at home and enjoy the animals on the farm instead. So, again, to find the form for the brunch, head to Tugis Family Farm. That's all one word, please. TugisFamilyFarm.com. The farm is located at 234 Ball Street out in Northborough. Their telephone number is 508-393-6406. 508-393-6406. One more Mother's Day event coming up. This one is a Mother's Day brunch coming up in the barn in Princeton. It is not a buffet. There will be a menu available to choose from. Everything will be priced independently from each other. Seatings are from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Reservations are required for the dining room. The bar, the patio, and high-top tables are available
on a first-come, first-served basis.
So you only need to make a reservation with if you'd like to dine in the dining room.
Saturday, May 9th,
to do that, they ask that you send them an email.
At the
and
Worcester
email
Public
address
Library.
Is
Again, that's Birding by
Gmail
with the Mass Audubon Society.
Barn Princeton
Saturday, May 9th,
gmail.
1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
I'll give
at
you the
Worcester
phone number
Public
for the
Library.
Restaurant as well. I don't know.
Learn how,
if you can make
why,
a reservation
and which
by calling
cards are
it,
singing.
It's worth a shot. You've got nothing
Cheryl
to lose.
Cheryl Perea, educator at Mass Audubon.
978-464-6136. 978-464-6136. And again, the email is barnprinston@gmail.com. The barn in Princeton is located at 174 Worcester Road in Princeton. Now, speaking of Worcester, the Worcester Art Museum is celebrating the opening of the new American Art Galleries, or I should say the reopening. This is an after-hours event on Friday, May 8th from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. That is a celebration of the newly unveiled American Art Galleries. It just reopened on April 25th after being completely transformed. It showcases more than 130 works of art with rarely seen pieces alongside returning visitor favorites. You can enjoy all of these wonderful works of art along with music and drinks and your fellow art lovers. Tickets are $25 for the general public, free for members and college partner students with a valid ID. To make a reservation, you can head to www.worcesterart.org/events. www.worcesterart.org/events. Or you can give them a phone call at 508-793-4301. 508-793-4301. And again, the meeting is being held at 50 Portland Street here in Worcester. That is the studio of WICN. We've got some exciting news from the folks up at the Ecotarium. They have painted their train in the colors and the logo of the Worcester Railers in celebration of their newest partnership. And they will be unveiling it in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Saturday, May the 9th. I took a look at a picture of the new train on their website, and I have to say it looks very smart in its new colors. The ribbon cutting itself is at 11:30 on Saturday morning. The museum will be open the entire day, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. The planetarium will be open with several shows throughout the afternoon. The train will be running all day. And Trax, the Worcester Railers mascot and rail yard dog, will be on hand for photos and autographs as well. He will be there from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Train and hockey-themed programming and activities will be available as well. Trax and the ribbon cutting are included in your standard museum admission. If you would like to enjoy a program at the planetarium or go for a train ride, and you know me and that train, it's my favorite thing to do up at the Ecotarium. I just love that train. I could ride it all day long, no problem. You know what my favorite part of that ride is, and this is going to sound kind of strange. It's the part when the train crosses the entrance to the parking lot. I just love that part. And the best part is you can do it twice because you got to do that loop once you get to the other side of that crossing. So you can wave to the people on the right, and on the way back, you can wave to the people on the left. That's my favorite part. It's the little things in life that make you happy, right? What were we talking about? Oh, that's right. The train rides and the planetarium. Those do require separate tickets, and you can purchase all of those when you get there. You could do it ahead of time if you wanted to. I think for the planetarium shows, I think that would be a good way to do it, just so you can lock in the show and the time that you would like. To do that, you can head up to ecotarium.org. Simple as that. ecotarium.org. Well, it is time for the National Baseball Poetry Festival. We did mention that briefly last week. It did get underway, or does get underway, I should say, Thursday, May the 7th from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. with an informal gathering of poets at the White Eagle. It continues on Friday, May the 8th with a variety of events, starting with two back-to-back generative workshops at the Gene McDonough Arts Center, the JMAC. The first one is from 9:30 a.m. until 10:45, and it's called Holy Relics of the Game, Artifact, Myth, and Legend. The second workshop is from 10:45 until 12 noon and is called The Assist, Tricks to Shake Off Writer's Block. You are welcome to attend one or the other or a combination of the two. Then, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. over at Polar Park, there will be a musical feature by Dr. Charles Steinberg. They did not say what he would be playing, although I have a feeling it would be something poetic, maybe even baseball-related. This will be followed by a welcome reception at 3:45 in the DCU Club. After the reception, a tour of the ballpark will be given at 5 p.m., and then the WooSox game will get underway at 6:05, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. There are a few other things going on as part of the game. On Saturday, May the 9th, there is a Poets and Publishers panel from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the White Room. This is a 90-minute panel that explores the intersection of baseball and literature. The panelists will discuss how the game evolves beyond nostalgia, share short readings, and engage in an active audience question and answer session. The panelists include Steve Hickoff, Tiffany Babb, Eric Poulin, Robbie Gamble, and Victor Infante. They are all writers and editors in their own way. They will be moderated by Karen Elizabeth Sharp, who is a poet from Rutland. After the panel discussion, there will be a poet-to-poet reading from 12:30 until 3:30, also in the White Room. The White Room, by the way, is located at 138 Green Street. It's kind of in between Polar Park and Kelly Square. That's where you'll find it. Then, there will then be a youth poetry reading at Polar Park from 2:30 until 4 p.m., after which the WooSox game will start, and again, we'll get to that in just a moment. The evening will finish back at the White Room with an open mic night from 7:30 until 11:30 p.m. The festival concludes on Sunday morning, May the 10th, with Coffee with the Poets at Birch Tree Bread Company from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. I do believe all of these events are free to attend, with the exception of the WooSox games. They did not mention if any of them require ticketing of any kind. For more information on the National Baseball Poetry Festival, you can head to baseballpoetryfest.org. baseballpoetryfest.org. Well, we did mention the WooSox. They are in action this weekend, starting on Friday with the game against the visiting Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m. It is alternate identity night. See the debut of the new Art of the Woo theme night collection and jersey, celebrating Worcester's love of the arts. It is also art, but make it sports night. Tickets purchased through the WooSox bundle include a copy of the new book, Art, But Make It Sports. You'll also have the opportunity to meet the author, L.J. Rader, and have him sign your book. He'll be more than happy to do that. He will be located in the Sherwood's Diner on Summit Street, and he will be there from the third inning until the sixth inning. As this is a Friday night game, there will be fireworks after the game put on by Unibank, I should say. Tonight's theme is The Grateful Dead. Then on Saturday, May the 4th, first pitch at 4:05 p.m. versus the visiting Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. It is Brain Tumor Awareness Day. Tickets purchased through this special offer will include a $5 donation to the WooSox Foundation and registration for the pregame Brain Tumor Awareness Walk. The walk is a short walk. It's less than 2 miles. It starts at 1 p.m. at gate number D, and it will finish at gate number A. It is also Workers' Credit Union AR Day. You can play Worcester's Workers' Reality. Deuces Wild is back by popular demand. This means you can enjoy $2 Coney Island and Hebrew National hot dogs and $2 waters at tonight's game. Also, 12-ounce drafts of Coors Light and Masshole Light Lager are available for $2 May 9th through May 15th. That's kind of a misleading stretch of days, though, as the WooSox are not home next week, so I don't know how you could do it through the 15th. They are on the road until the 19th, so the days should be just May 9th and 10th this weekend only. The Larry Lucchino Writer Series continues with Justine Siegel. As part of this series, a complimentary lunch will be served in the DCU Club. The Commissioner of Women's Professional Baseball League, Justine Siegel, will be stopping by for a question and answer session starting at 1 p.m. Stick around after the game for a moving lantern ceremony. Join the WooSox on the field to illuminate the night and honor the impact of brain tumors on our community. It's a beautiful way to cap off a day of awareness and support. Following that lantern ceremony, all fans are invited onto the field for a game of sunset catch. Then on Sunday, May 10th, versus the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, first pitches at 1:05 p.m. There is a Mother's Day brunch buffet being served on the newly renovated Hanover deck. When is it? Well, your guess is as good as mine. They don't say on the website when it starts. They do say that the WooSox players will be stopping by the brunch to personally deliver flowers and cards to all mothers and mother figures between 11:30 and 11:45 a.m. So if I had to take a guess, I would say that the brunch starts at 11 a.m., maybe? That would give you about 2 hours to enjoy your meal and then get on over to your seat with plenty of time before the start of the game. Again, that's just a guess, so please don't hold me to it. Also stopping by throughout the brunch will be the Woo Sox mascots. Brunch tickets for adults are $55. For kids, they are $39. Now, does that include admission to the game? Again, I have no idea, because they didn't mention that either. Silly them. My guess, though, would be yes, because you have to enter the park in order to get to the Hanover deck. And to do that, you need a ticket, right? But does that ticket just get you into the game, or is it just the Hanover deck brunch? Again, I have no idea. They just didn't say. Well, I'm going to give you the phone number for the Woo Sox in just a moment, and I'm sure they'll be able to answer all of your questions when you call. Also at the game that night, kids will also have the opportunity to run the bases after the game. After this, the Woo Sox head out to Buffalo for the entirety of next week. They will be back home on May 19th, taking on the visiting Rochester Red Wings. And of course, we'll tell you all about those games next time, right here on Weekend Update. For now, to purchase tickets, including for the Mother's Day brunch and that Woo Sox bundle that we mentioned, as well as for any other Woo Sox home game, you can head to www.milb.com/Worcester, www.polarpark.com. You can visit the box office in person at 100 Madison Street, or you could always give the box office a good old-fashioned ringy-dingy at 508-500-1000. That's 508-500-1000. Well, there's that familiar tune again, and you know what that means. It means that our time together has come to an end. Next week, we'll be taking a look at some strange ingredients that might be hidden in your favorite foods. And some of these are downright gross, and you might be eating them right now. What are they? Well, you'll just have to tune in next week to find out. Until then, thanks for hanging out with me for the past hour. It is always appreciated and always a pleasure. Have a great rest of your day and get out and do something fun. Head to a concert, enjoy the poetry festival, cheer on your Woo Sox, spend an evening at the art museum, have that dessert in the middle of the night, or celebrate Mother's Day with your mom or mother figure. After all, no matter how far we go or how much we grow, we're always someone's kid, and that is something pretty special. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I'll see you next time on Weekend Update. Weekend Update has been a production of the Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Programming is funded in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. If you would like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or in Braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or you can always go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, your iPad, or your Android device. If you know of an upcoming event or you have a question or a suggestion or a comment about anything you've heard here, you can always reach me at weekendupdate@yahoo.com. That's weekendupdate@yahoo.com. My name is Adam. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day and join me again next week for another edition of Weekend Update.
About the Audio Journal show, Young at Heart? It's okay to be young at heart. The show is about listening to simple stories about simple and happy tales of life. By listening to Young at Heart, you will experience the delight and wonder of being, well, young at heart. And since laughter is the best medicine, many of the stories will also make you smile, chuckle, or even laugh out loud. So pull up a comfy chair, take off your shoes, and bend your ears to the Audio Journal show, Young at Heart, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
Listen to Audio Journal on your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play radio station Audio Journal on TuneIn. Or, hey Google, play radio station Audio Journal on TuneIn.